Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Today, we remember a pivotal figure in Indian history as the nation pays tribute to the 62nd death anniversary of Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, independent India's first Prime Minister, who served from 15th August 1947 to 27th May 1964. Marking the longest unbroken tenure in Indian history at 16 years and 286 days. What makes this significant is that Nehru's legacy extends far beyond his tenure, shaping the institutional architecture of modern India. His contributions to the freedom struggle, institution building, and his vision for the country have had a lasting impact. First, let us delve into his life and the freedom struggle. Nehru's involvement in the freedom movement was marked by his presidency at the Lahore session in 1929, where the Purna Swaraj resolution was passed, and he played a crucial role in shaping the country's path to independence. Building on this, Nehru's writings, mostly penned during his time in prison, provide valuable insights into his thoughts and vision for India. His books, such as Glimpses of World History, an Autobiography, and The Discovery of India, are a testament to his intellectual curiosity and commitment to the nation. It is worth pausing here to note that Nehru's literary contributions have had a profound impact on India's intellectual landscape. Now, let us turn to his institution-building legacy, which is perhaps his most enduring contribution. Nehru's vision for modern India encompassed various aspects, including higher education and research, economic and industrial development, foreign policy, and constitutional and political frameworks. He steered the Constituent Assembly, moving the Objectives Resolution, which formed the basis of the preamble to the Indian Constitution. He also institutionalized parliamentary democracy, establishing the Lok Sabha, and ensured a federal structure and a secular state. Crucially, Nehru's tenure saw significant social reforms, including the Hindu Code Bills, which comprised the Hindu Marriage Act, Hindu Succession Act, Hindu Adoptions and Maintenance Act, and Hindu Minority and Guardianship Act. The States Reorganization Act of 1956, which led to the linguistic reorganization of states, was another notable achievement. But why does this matter? These reforms have had a lasting impact on Indian society, shaping the country's social and political landscape. And here is something that surprises many students: Nehru's legacy is not without its critiques. A balanced UPSC answer acknowledges both his institution-building genius and his strategic blind spots. It is essential to recognize both aspects to truly appreciate his contributions to modern India. Now, let us examine the wider significance of Nehru's legacy. The Nehruvian consensus defined India for decades, with five pillars: constitutional secularism, parliamentary democracy, federalism, scientific temper, and planned development, as well as non-alignment. The concept of scientific temper, which Nehru coined in The Discovery of India, was later inserted as a fundamental duty in the Indian Constitution through the 42nd Amendment in 1976. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The country's commitment to scientific temper and non-alignment has had a profound impact on its foreign policy and global standing. With that background in place, let us look at the implications of Nehru's legacy in the Indian calendar. His birthday, 14th November, is celebrated as Children's Day, a testament to his love for children and his commitment to their education and welfare. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to both GS Paper 1, which deals with modern Indian history, and GS Paper 2, which covers polity and governance. The freedom struggle, post-independence consolidation, and reorganization within the country are all crucial aspects of modern Indian history. Additionally, the Indian Constitution, its historical underpinnings, evolution, and features, as well as comparisons with other countries, are essential components of polity and governance. Analytical hooks for mains include assessing Nehru's institution-building legacy, evaluating the relevance of non-alignment from 1961 to multi-alignment in 2026, and examining the practice versus principle of scientific temper as a fundamental duty. Remember this number, 16 years and 286 days, the longest unbroken tenure of any Indian Prime Minister. Note this carefully, the preamble to the Indian Constitution is based on the objectives resolution moved by Nehru. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru was born on 14th November 1889 in Allahabad and died on 27th May 1964 in New Delhi. His memorial, Shantivan, is located on the banks of the Yamuna in Delhi. Nehru was awarded the Bharat Ratna in 1955 while he was still in office. He wrote several books, including Glimpses of World History, an autobiography, and The Discovery of India. The Lahore session in 1929 was a significant event where Nehru was the president and the Purna Swaraj resolution was passed. The first Independence Day was celebrated on 26 January 1930. Nehru delivered his famous Tryst with Destiny speech on August 14-15, 1947, at the Constituent Assembly. The Panchil Agreement with China was signed on 29 April 1954. The Non-Aligned Movement, or NAM, held its first summit in Belgrade in 1961, where Nehru, Nasser, Tito, Sukarno, and Nkrumah were key participants. The Planning Commission was established on 15 March 1950, and the first IIT was set up in Kharagpur in 1951. The Atomic Energy Commission was established in August 1948, with Homi Bhabha as its chairman. The Hindu Code Bills were passed in 1955-56, and the concept of scientific temper was added as a fundamental duty through the 42nd Amendment in 1976. In conclusion, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru's legacy continues to shape India's development, foreign policy, and constitutional framework, making him a pivotal figure in the country's history, and his contributions remain essential to understanding the complexities of modern India. The significance of his institution-building legacy and his commitment to scientific temper, non-alignment, and parliamentary democracy continue to influence India's geopolitical and developmental trajectory.